makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Fentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It is Wednesday, July 15th, and sadly, this will be my last Texans Today with the Houston Texans. Yes, I am leaving the team and moving east to Beaumont, but Texans Today will continue, so don't you guys worry. I thought maybe I would do something really crazy on my last Texans Today, but instead, I'm going to bring you Zach Dials, which isn't crazy, but he's actually a lot of fun. And if you go to HoustonTexans.com, you can watch a video with him where he shows off his very cool car. So I highly recommend that. Anyways, Zach Dials was having the best season of his career last year, and then he broke his leg in sort of a freak accident during practice. Well, he was back for OTAs and minicamp, and his leg did pretty well. He had a minor setback, but he's healthy now, and he's getting ready for training camp. And this year, he's going to be moved to the weak side. You know, he played strong side linebacker next to D'Amico Ryans last season, but the Texans, of course, drafted Brian Cushing with the 15th overall pick, so Dials will be competing with Xavier Adibi on the weak side. Here's Zach Dials talking about that competition and what he hopes to accomplish during training camp. Hi, Texans fans. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans TV. Joining me is Zach Dials. All right, Zach, OTA's minicamp, they're in the book. You, of course, came back from a leg injury that you suffered last season. How did your leg feel during OTA's minicamp?
You know, it felt really well. I've been here, you know, rehabbing for the whole off season. So, you know, I mean, the guys and the training staff, they were great. And I was able to go out there for OTAs. And I had a little setback. I had to get a screw taken out of my leg, you know, just, you know, precautionary reasons. It was irritating me when I ran. But other than that, you know, I got that taken out and everything's good now.
Now, as a linebacker, you've played several different positions. You know, you played middle, weak side, strong side. Now you're probably going to be on the weak side. Is that what you're seeing, and how do you feel about that?
Well, I feel good about it. You know, I think it better suits my my stature. You know what I mean? Just last year I played Sam, and, you know, as we all know, you know, tight ends in this league are, you know, 6'6", 250. You know, I'm 6 foot, 235. You know, it just really didn't bode too well on some occasions. You know, I mean, I held my own every now and then, but, you know, there were some occasions where they, you know, those dudes are big, but, you know, I mean, I feel that this is best suited for me, and I say you just got to go out to training camp and have a good time and get work done.
Now, how do you feel like your game is suited for Frank Bush's defense? Because he's going to have a defense that he says he really wants to get after the quarterback. He wants you guys to be really fast. I mean, how do you see yourself fitting in there?
I think it's going to be good. You know, I like to play downhill. I'm a downhill type player, so I like to go. You know what I mean? So I think, you know, with this new scheme, this new way he has everything set up, you know, it fits all of our, you know, all of us well. So, like I said, we should go out there and have a, you know, a good time this year in 09 and, you know, and get stuff done and get the season to the playoffs.
Well, training camp is when you guys put the pads on. It kicks off on July 31st. What are your goals for training camp this year?
Well, you know, just to get better. You know, see where I'm at as far as my leg, you know, and that first contact is going to be vital, you know, to see how, you know, everything bodes and how everything goes. So, you know, that first day with pads on, it's going to be a big one. You know, go out there, you know, get some thumping in. You know, you're going to wake up the next couple of days sore. Neck's going to be hurting, but it's going to be good.
Now, do you feel prepared for training camp? I mean, Ray Wright is really physically working you guys very hard right now.
Exactly. You know, Ray's little program he has out here with us, you know, as far as running, you know, and gases we do, you know, 12 straight, no break. Got our time, and, you know, we have our, you know, stations beforehand and everything. So, I mean, the rest of the group, you know, other than Ray, really doesn't do much. You can edit that out because I'm messing with me over here. But, no, but as far as, you know, as far as Ray's workout, I mean, everything, you know, is going good. You know, it's our last week of official workout, so everybody's just in here trying to get, you know, the last little bit of running in. So they feel a little good about themselves going into camp. So it's good.
There are a lot of talented linebackers this year. Do you feel like the competition is already heating up for your position?
Yeah, I mean, no doubt. I mean, like I said, there's our whole room is full of just athletes, you know what I mean? So it's just gonna, like, it'll bring the best out of all of us, though. It'll, you know, make us push that much harder, you know, it'll get the best out of us. So it's like, just like I said, we got to go in there and training camp, and it's all about competing, you know what I mean? Just when you go in there and fighting for a job, you know, so it's gonna be fun. My brother's gonna be out here too this year. He's gonna be one of our coaching interns. So it's gonna be fun to be able to share this field with my brother and all that. You know, he wants to be a coach, so he'll be out here, and it's gonna be fun.
The Dials family making their mark with the Houston Texans. That's pretty exciting.
Exactly, right? It's fun, you know, just in the fact that I'm having my brother here, you know, he's going to be coaching. He's doing what he loves to do. I'm doing what I love to do. And, you know, we can all share the experience with each other. So, you know, he'll be at my house staying there. You know, we'll both be waking up early mornings. He'll probably have to stay longer, but it's okay. I'll laugh at him when I get home, you know, when he gets home. So it's going to be a good time. Looking forward to it.
As always, thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to the past 2 years of Texans Today podcast. We'll be back tomorrow with some new Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans.